Stop. Gary Smith, Andrew Danlishan, thank you for joining us here after this 3-0 victory away at Hitchin Town. It's a funny old game, isn't it, Gary? Harsh on Hitchin to be 2-0 down at half time, really, but we were clinical.
Yeah, today we found that ruthless streak that's been missing in the last couple of games where we haven't really been hitting the target. I thought the overall performance today was a much better one. We've won 3-0, Kev, and I am happy because we have picked up the points. But even in the change room, I'm telling the boys I'm still demanding more. Yes, we've won the game. We're not going to get overexcited about it because I am demanding more because I think we've still got another gear to go. But it is refreshing to come off the pitch today with a victory, obviously, and a couple of goals under our belts as well without conceding. So we're ecstatic about that. But like I said, we're not going to shout it from the rooftops and get overexcited. We're happy, but we are demanding more.
Andrew, it was Greg Cazzaboni show in the first half. He's given fans a taste, really, of what we've been missing while he's been out injured.
Yeah, it's a good question, really. Cazza's a goal scorer. That's what he did last year. He scored 14 goals in the league. And today, like you said, that he's both-footed, and the fans sort of like was really excited, especially when he puts in two goals from outside the 18-yard box. He's got skill, he's got powerful. What I was happy as well with Cazza today is not only his finishing ability and how he excited me on the ball, but his willingness to work hard. And he's been out for a while, but he came back. It was about 70 minutes that he played, 70 minutes, and the work rate that he put in off the ball, it shows that he's the medical team's done a fantastic job with him, but not only in the treatment room but in terms of the gym and on the pitch doing running. He's kept himself in good shape, but yeah, he's tremendous. And obviously when sort of you're going through the season as well, we've had a few injuries lately, 4 or 5 injuries. He's one what's come back today and done really well, and sometimes you need the parts to a car to make it work. So I want to say a tremendous well done to all the players in there what have been digging it out through pre-season and in the season when we've had sort of a slim squad, if you like. Cazza's come back today and done tremendously well. So I'm buzzing for him, and I love his celebration, by the way. I've got to say that when he does that, it's like relaxing, it's just calm, he's got it under control, so I love that confidence in him.
Okay, Gary, we were clearly missing Ryan Bezic today. I wonder if you could expand for the benefit of the fans on why he wasn't included. Yeah, and also do you feel that we struggled missing such an influential player?
No, we've been monitoring Ryan through the week after the Hensford game, but even up to that point he'd been carrying a little bit of a knock, and it's taking its time for it to get better. And we made a decision yesterday that he wouldn't play today. I thought he'd do himself more damage if he continues to play with that injury, so we've left him out today. And we've come here today and put the faith in the rest of the squad. And obviously, yeah, he's a big player for us, but we've got faith in the changing room, in the boys that are in there. And I thought Jimmy Fry and Bilal Yafai today were excellent in midfield. So, we're going to miss influential players like Ryan Beswick, but today I thought the boys that stood in for him done a fantastic job.
Okay, thank you. Andrew, we did miss Bez today in the sense of, you know, any team would miss a player of that calibre, but we also gained a player back from injury today of equal calibre in Big Joe Magunda.
Yeah.
How much of a difference do you feel he made in the back line today?
In terms of Joe Magunda, he's a leader, and I think that's the biggest thing. He's a leader on the pitch. His colleague Snoop's behind me now at the moment, just called himself. He did well as well, Snoop did, I'll put that. But yeah, Joe's a leader. He talks, he communicates to the younger lads around him, and he sort of is an organiser as well. So I was really like tremendously happy to have him back, and I think that having him back as well, and that partnership at centre back, that correlates with the clean sheet today. Because in the second half, when they pumped balls and put pressure on us, he was organising, there was heading everything clear, and it's a big plus point. It's like signing on a new player. He's missed 4 games, he's come back in, and we've had a clean sheet today. So I'm delighted. And if we're going to win with these players keep coming back in, you know, as more and more players come back in, it's going to be a good headache that me and Gaz are going to have. But Jermaine Gundy's top draw, just like Ryan Beswick, like you said. And it's important to have them players. I put it like Liverpool is in Van Dijk. That's how I think Joe Magunda is for Tamworth Football Club.
That's a great accolade. So we have the small matter then, Gary, of the local derby in the FA Cup next Saturday at home to, I won't say them.
Why does everyone's like that? They never say everyone's the same.
Will we have a fully fit squad to face the Borough at home?
Yeah, we've got a week now to prepare. No midweek games, which is good. We've come out of today's game unscathed. Everybody's come through unscathed, apart from Reece Hall. He's got a little bit of a knock on his ankle. But I believe he'll be fine. Hopefully you might even see Aaron Ford back next week as well. He's trained well all this week already, so that's another added bonus for us, you know, once we start getting that full squad back together again.
And Coxie's back as well.
Coxie will be back from suspension, so I think we'll train well during the week, and then it will be headache time for us as management team to decide which players we're going to use on Saturday.
Okay, chaps, thank you very much for your time. We'll catch up with you again after the FA Cup game.
Thank you.
Cheers.